something like that, depending on what we wanted from the company. And it was more of a study and analysis of the entities that are in Kirby now and whether or not they're paying the taxes that they should be paying in terms of personal property and real property taxes, right? I think it was both.
Sales tax.
Sales tax, okay. So it was kind of like, I don't know if they're going to perform an audit or exactly how you determine that, but that was a study or a cost that was we had discussed, right? And then I provided reports after that because those ESRI reports that kind of show population, household income in the area, they were going to charge $3,500 for that, and I said, I told the city manager that I could get those for free because I have a membership. So I provided all of those to city staff. And I think Janisha Greiner was able to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, so I don't know what's going to come of it, but it was a method just to kind of get a better understanding of what the income levels are, household population, just all kinds of data, you know, education levels, you name it.
It shows what? Sorry, keep going.
So that was that.
What was your call? I don't know. So that was that company.
HDL
company. Oh, yeah.
3,600 or 7,200. And I provided these reports. Now that I have y'all's email, I'll send them to y'all. Okay. But it was essentially an economic development package that they were offering, showing household segmentation, employment profile, gap report. And the gap report is just to show you what businesses don't you have in your community, right? And so, do we need automotive sales businesses here in Kirby? That's been stuff. Yeah, right? No. You got plenty of those, right? But, you know, maybe you don't have a lot of retail shops, right? So maybe that's what a gap analysis would show. And then there was a consumer demographic profile and a community profile.
Okay. I mean, I think it's helpful. I think what you provided should stay with you a lot of times. But we can do that the next time. It'd help us put a better team plan. At this point, is it okay to go to E?
Yes.
Hey, I'm just making sure. Discussion regarding the structure and role of Type 4A/4B Economic Development Committee in the City of Kirby.
Okay, so this was one of the reasons why the request for everybody's information to be exchanged was, it was one of them, was asked for, so that you guys can kind of decide what that would look like and who would be, who's good at what and who would be doing what in relation to it without creating a quorum. So when it was discussed, it was supposed to be, I mean, it's something that the city manager will have to delve more into, but when it was discussed, it was something in where you guys were going to kind of see who is good at parts of creating it and what it would look like in the city of Kirby, how it would benefit Kirby, essentially. And I think this was on, I'm pretty sure this was on, it was on the last one, but it was on the one before.
I think so.
So.
Yeah, so last meeting we did like an hour and something long training, and it kind of went a little more in depth, I think these are slides, of what the 4A, 4B means. So us figuring out, do we want to add more sales tax to the community and have them be able to help us boost this, or just different ways that we can all, as the committee, get together probably outside of this and just figure out what's the best way forward. Like, what can we decide to bring to the community? Because the community's going to have to vote on it anyway. But, you know, just having those ideas and where do I think I would, you know, do well in it, and where would Ms. Julie do well.
did send everybody the slides, so everyone should have seen the slides. Should have at least received the slides. Yeah. I sent them that night. I emailed them that night to the whole committee.
I can't find the notes that I sent to you. So, sorry.
That's okay.
We'll go over the slides between now.
I was like, you can do it in between. Yeah.
No problem.
So we talked about how some of these were more cumbersome in terms of management than others. And I think there were four methodologies in here as to how you can go about raising additional tax revenue for your city. And it just seemed more enticing economic development through some type of incentives, et cetera. So the one way to do it is you create, you create tax increment for the public improvement district. A lot of them meant that you would essentially, in layman's terms, okay? Some of it meant that if you own property in Kirby, you would potentially put some of your tax dollars are going to go into a bucket that are going to be used for economic development. But that's not taking the existing tax dollars, that's adding another layer, right, of tax dollars that the community will have to pay in order to entice economic development. And for me, I know I don't want to pay more tax dollars. I know that, right? And do I want to do it for economic development? Yeah, sure. You know, I do want economic development, but does that mean that what it means is when I sell my home, I have to tell my potential buyer, oh, by the way, we're in a PID, and you're going to have to pay a little extra because you're in a PID. I have to disclose it to any buyer. And it becomes a little bit of an encumbrance in terms of my home being equal to some other home in Ventura or whatever, right? So I suggested, and I don't know, all I suggested was that we offer an abatement of taxes for a period of time to an incoming company that is going to invest either a lot of money or a lot of jobs. And those two tranches, either you can either incorporate just one tranche or both tranches, right? To get that organization to comply, and if they whatever ground rules you set, they have to meet those in order to get a tax abatement, right? And so then you just say, you know, for a period of 5 years, we're going to allow you to abate your taxes by 50% or 100%. It depends, right? But you have to kind of establish those guidelines so that incoming organizations will say, oh, yeah, you know, I want to locate in Kirby because they're offering a tax incentive for me to locate because I've got 100 jobs or I've got, I'm going to spend, you know, $10 million on a building.
I think that's enticing.
Mm-hmm. So there's I just see that as a better mechanism rather than doing a TIF or a PID. Because it's this type 4A, 4B, and it just seems like it's less cumbersome, easier to manage, easier to vote on. The community still weighs in as to what the ground rules are, right? And it has to go to city council that, yes, we're approving a tax abatement program, and XYZ company is coming in, and the reason that we're going to allow them for this abatement is because they're bringing in jobs and they're bringing in money, and that's why. And then everybody votes and boom, done. I mean, that's, to me, way easier than creating a PID or a TIF. But you are foregoing incoming taxes, though. I mean, everybody has to understand that when you're doing an abatement program, you're just saying, okay, I'm not going to get the taxes now, but I'm going to get them 5 years from now, but I'm going to get all this economic development benefit
I'm gonna get permits, permit fees, I'm gonna get a better tax base in 5 years, the value of that property is gonna increase, it's all good, because I'm gonna, the city of Kirby is gonna reap that at some point in the future. They just postpone it. So that document, yeah, you need to look at that document closely, I think, because we're being asked to kind of make a decision as to how do we want to do this.
Which way we're gonna go. Okay, I can have that done by the next one as well, for sure. I will put some extra energy into that.
And I think the video was really helpful. It explained a lot.
Was the video in the email as well?
No, just a slideshow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. Did you have anything to add on to that, or?
Okay,
just making sure. And at this time, I'm gonna go to 7. Request by committee members for items to be placed in future economic and development community agenda and announcement on city events and community interests. Thursday the 13th is the city council meeting. Friday, December 5th is the Christmas tree lighting, and it's not in here. Forgive me, where is that at?
Oh, it's gonna be at the Sterling Park, like the back of Senior Center, basically. Okay. Where it was last year.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So we'll have the items to be placed. You've already got the discussion.
Well, that's just like city business. You still have the opportunity to say what you want on the next agenda.
So the business of the month will be on there, and just continuing discussions on the economic development strategies. Right? You want to keep talking about that, and then hopefully a review of the how it's developed before. Or decision on the downtown program.
And we're going to go with this. That's a big one.
Right. And I think it'll be helpful for, I'm telling you what I'm telling you, right? But staff should make a recommendation also, or have some type of recommendation as to how or if a type 4A, 4B program would be best for us, or if there's one that staff is leaning towards, right?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else?
Okay, so you're going to call, well, Ms. Hennehouse is gone. So you're going to call the others by name to see if they have anything they want to add to the agenda. I mean, if you guys want to make a vote to...
To allow it?
Yeah.
Okay?
To bring back up item...
Opportunity to say something for citizen participation, number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vote?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
A second.
Okay. So there's a motion on the table to... bring back item number 4 for citizen participation, first made by Welsh.
Yep, and I'll second that.
Second by Manley.
Oh, okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
Do either one of you have anything would like to say to the committee?
I think just time.
Okay.
I got one.
Do you mind stepping up to the mic?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get one thing. You know, we're talking about gas taxes and trying to refund. Actually, if you go through the government processing, they will actually give you funds instead of you having to pull from the citizens. The state and government and the country will give you the funds to actually develop, like, further projects. So you wouldn't have to wait so long, you wouldn't have to, like, delegate, you wouldn't have to prolong, sorry, my back's hurting. But make a long story short, there is programs and funds for uprising, like, upcoming cities that are, like, cities that are falling back and falling down. A lot of cities don't realize that, they don't acknowledge that, but there's ways and loops around it that will actually gain you more than just tax dollars. You're talking government grants for city productions, city infrastructures, like you were saying at Easeway, saying it was a runoff. The city is like the actual city and state and the government, like the whole thing will actually do something. I'm sorry about my thing, my accident tore up my back and tore my spine. That's why I was sitting down. But they actually do have programs for like small cities, which we're not a small city, we're actually known, but they do actually have that too, where they see if it's water, it's a water thing, and it's gonna help for them to actually circulate that water, and for them to build above it, they'll do an infrastructure on the bottom for the water to run off, and it'll run a canal underneath it, and it'll do it above ground to where it's like a foundation above it, to where it continues on, so we'll be able to use that land for further process, whatever y'all choose. But I do know that the city does and the country does a lot of it, because I've actually got into it with emails, with governments and policies and stuff like that, because I was involved with all that stuff in my past life, but I got away from it. But there is funds and there's actual things there that are just sitting there for y'all guys to grab, especially if you have the people there to go on and go in there and try to grab it. It's just free money sitting there for the city. And it's not taxed. You don't have to worry about raising taxes for the city. You don't have to worry about taxing the city. This is actually government money. It's just like you're just sitting there waiting for people to go and pull from it because they actually want to better the community. They want to bring more economics. They want to bring jobs for the citizens, for the community. And they want to actually help, but people don't realize it. When I was in San Antonio, these people were saying about if you don't ask, you won't receive it. But it's not even if you don't ask, it's more to go and search for it. You just gotta go delegate through, do due diligence and find out exactly which one you can pull from. And they're not gonna charge you guys, they're not gonna do anything. What they're just gonna wanna see is basically you're gonna have to do a whole print, you're gonna have to do a whole picture print. Like say the highway, they have to draw the whole highway, they have to do the whole infrastructure, they have to do walls on the ground, and then they have to submit that draw. And once that draw goes in, it's basically a 3D drawing of the highway. And once it passes, they fund all the money. They'll give you all that. It's the same thing here with y'all's projects, which y'all say with the runoffs, and y'all guys got so much things. They will, if you have something that can provide you the print and provide you the layout and the infrastructure of the bottom up.
I'm sorry, just dead timers for the time.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
But you did make a statement.
Yeah.
To segue on that, the Alamo Area Council of Governments.
Yeah, we can. We actually.
Friends, yeah. We may want to put that on. Can we back up to an agenda item for next month? And we probably. The researching is really what it's all about, and writing a grant. Anybody can write a grant. So maybe we can look at block grants or the Alamo Area Council of Governments that has all those grants for us, and we just need citizenry like us to find them and make the application for it. And hopefully it's not too cumbersome in terms of architectural drawings or, you know, design drawings, et cetera. We can just, you know, find a purpose for those funds.
Can we make that a goal that we try to look for a couple?
Everybody agree with me. Yeah.
Maybe one or two each.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea of the city.
Yeah. Kind of what it is. Yeah.
All right, can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else for the story? Currently it's 7:13. I'm making a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second that. Or I'll make the first. first. I make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor to adjourn the meeting at 7:13 p.m. First by Committee Member Hinojosa, second by Committee Member Manley. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, meeting adjourned.